slum, national, underground, thunderbounds when I stop the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback, orangutan, you can't stop a train. Who wants some? Don't come unprepared. I'll leave there, but when I leave there, better be a household name. Brother man telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet, in a silk suit trying not to sweat. Hit somersaults without the net, but this will be the year that we won't forget. 1999, and I'm ready, anything goes. Be what you wanna be, long as you know consequences are given for living defenses. Too hot to jump in jail, too low to dig, I might just touch hell. Hot, get a life, now they on sale, then I might catch you a spell. Look at what came in the mail, I'm scared of some arm and hammer. So go grill and a baby mama, black hair lag in a pack of pebbles. Stack of questions with no answers, cure for cancer, cure for AIDS. Make a nigga wanna stay on tour for days, get back home, things are wrong. When not really, it was bad all along. So you left ass up to a ball of power, thoughts at 1,000 miles per hour. Hello ghetto, let your brain breathe, believe there's always more. Don't pull the bang out unless you plan to bang.
Microphone like that, there boy, we still stay street. Big things happen every time we meet, like a track team, crack team, dying to geek. Outcasts bumping up and down the street, slam back, hand lag, by five, niggas day, 75 MCs, freestyle to the beat, cause we get crunk, stay drunk at the club. Should've bought an ounce, but you caught the dubs. Should've held back, but you throwed the punch. Supposed to meet your girl, but you packed the lunch. No D to the U to the G for you. Got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl, 4 year Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. Should've hit it, hit it, quit it, quit the rag. Top, before you eat up, get a laptop. Make a bid for yourself, boy, set some goals. Make a mad dime out of dust and coal. Record number 4, but we on the roll. Hold up, slow up, stop, control. Like Janet, planet, stake on the Antonia. Moving like floor, come straight to Florida. Lock all your windows, then block your quarters. Put it up on bail, cause the women's in order. Like a 3-piece bitch, before I cut your daughter. Your pedal talk on bail, then I hit the border. Pity pat rapper trying to get the vibe. I'm a microphone being trying to stay alive. When you come to ATM, well, you bet not high, cause the Dungeon Family gon' ride. Ha-ha!
Don't pull the bang out, unless you plan to bang.
Talking brewskis, Barista Smith is who you see. What a pull a Carlo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith.
Oh, thank you.
Hey guys, happy Friday! This is Big Talkin' Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith. We've got Rodney Daniels with
us. What's up, folks? Happy Friday!
And we also have Danette Rodriguez.
Hi, everyone.
Danette, how have you been? How was your week?
My week has been full with lots of shows.
Nice.
Okay, that's good.
Bikram yoga. Yeah, boy.
Ooh, I've never done Bikram yoga. How
it's
is
intense.
It?
If you are thinking about suicide or want to murder someone, go there first.
You're just going to be too tired to do anything.
Yeah.
No, really.
It's intense.
I've never done it.
It's like you die. Like, come back alive.
It's like, I don't like the heat. Like, just like walking around Manhattan, like in the summer, is like too much for me. Like, that's why I've never done it, because I'm just like, this is it's going to be too hot.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. Imagine like yoga stances.
Yeah.
While you're just like sweating. Literally sweating.
Yeah.
I did it when I was in LA and I had like a really. He wasn't rude to me, but he was like rude to like other people in the class. This lady came in late and he was like, "You came in late, you almost passed out last time. Make sure you're paying attention."
Ooh, he was one of those.
I mean, but hey. He worked you out though. You're just like sweaty.
But the benefit is like I feel more focused. I feel more body confident. Like I'm feeling good. So.
How long have you been doing it for?
It's only been 3 days. I'm only 3 days in.
Oh wow.
But every day I feel like a better person.
Okay. Wow.
Probably because I survived. Like probably because I didn't die. So I'm kind of like, oh, life. Yeah.
I made it through.
It's like I did it. It's like you can't kill me with the heat, bitches. Yes.
Right.
But it's really good for like clearing your mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like. I'm not big into sweating.
Okay.
You won't like this.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not big into sweat. I'm not. It's just like because I like. I don't gracefully sweat. Like I sweat like a fucking beast. Like I'm just raining, and it's just like I get like the half moons under my boobs, and then the pits. Like it's the whole thing.
Oh wow.
Embrace
your sweat.
I mean, if I'm sweating for fun things, that's one thing. But I'm like,
at least then they're sweating too. So
yeah,
hopefully.
Exactly. It's like, that's the one thing. It's like, I'm not just like sweating just to sweat. It's just like, why?
I'm bald, so it starts like glistening all right here when I start sweating.
Yeah.
Like it's like obvious. Yeah. It's like, are you like hot?
Do you like start raining sweat on the sides?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, and it's just like, I remember I worked at this restaurant last year and like the air conditioner was broken. I'm like taking people's orders. It's like sweat just dripping. Sorry, guys.
I wouldn't want to be like your like the table that you're waiting on.
You're like,
it's like,
disgusting.
Oh, is he gonna sweat my tacos?
Right.
So Rodney, how was your week?
My week was good. Just didn't do much. My fiance moved in and
congratulations.
Thank you. So, you know, I'm officially tied down.
Nice. Hashtag black love.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, it's good.
That's so like, sweet. How is married life?
It's fun. Like, last night we got home, like I got off of work. He was like doing something and I get home and he's like there already. And then he just like falls asleep in my lap. And I was like, wow, I got a man.
That's nice.
Yeah. So.
I can't wait for the wedding.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm thinking it's probably going to be August now. So I'm thinking
of next year?
No, of this year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. They're not wasting
mid-summer.
Any time.
No, we're doing
How
it.
How long have you been engaged?
A couple weeks now.
Okay, yeah. Okay. You're like, let's do this.
Right, well, we're both in our 30s, and it's like, you know, what are we going to do? Be engaged for a year and then, like, try to... Fuck that.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, plus we're doing something... Right, plus we're doing something simple. I'm thinking we might do, like, a barbecue wedding.
Oh, that's nice. Cool. That's
yeah.
cute.
But yeah. He picked out... He was like, we should wear these dashikis. And I was like, okay. White dashikis, barbecue, have a park for the whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be part of your celebration.
Okay.
I'll bring a gift.
You're invited. That's what I was thinking. Like, a barbecue wedding, I invite as many people as I want to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to, like, a head count.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah so. And it's like relaxed and
it's
chill.
Relaxed and chill. Like everybody can bring, like, and we're both like chill fun guys. Yeah. So.
Yeah. yeah. No you guys stress. Aren't like, yeah. like, kind of guys.
Yeah. So.
That's so cool.
Yeah. yeah. No, his fiance is awesome.
Where did
yeah.
you guys meet? I'm sure you said this earlier.
No, no, that's fine. Grindr.
No way.
Exactly.
You can find love on Grindr?
Well, his profile specifically said, looking for a relationship, not trying to hook up, okay. like, and so I was like, all right, let me see what this guy is about. So I hit him up and, like, we ended up meeting at a bar and it was just like instant. Wow. I was just like, oh shit.
You're like, I think I met my hubby.
Right? Exactly. Like, we had, like, conversations like that, like, right at the beginning. Like, that's, like, what he was, like, looking for. And, like, I'm, like, ready for that. And he proposed.
I
and I said
Brian
yes.
to sponsor your wedding.
What?
Yeah. You should write that.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
No, I think it is. I think you should write them. Yeah. If you don't write them, I'll write them.
Yeah, okay, you can write them because I'm not probably. I don't. Well, before I met him on Grindr, I used Grindr for a lot of other grimy things. So
that's the thing is that, like, you know, people always think that, like, oh, you can't, like, fall in love on apps, or you can't, like, you know, get married on apps. It's all about, like, fucking and hooking up. But, like, here is literally an app that's just about fucking and hooking up, and you found love.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it's special.
So it's, like, both. Like, you know, it's like the gay harmony.
Oh, shit.
I wouldn't know because I got kicked. I wasn't accepted into eHarmony, but I'm just assuming.
Oh, wait. We talked. What? Why didn't they accept you in eHarmony?
Because they said that they didn't have anybody in their database that would meet my personality profile.
Damn. Wow. That's harsh.
Yeah.
Right?
Really?
Yeah. It's like literally.
Aren't there like hundreds of thousands of people?
Yeah. There's not like some guy living in his mom's basement with 17 cats that loves Star Trek that wants to take me to dinner. Like, that's basically what it's
telling
me. You're lost. Yeah. Exactly.
She gets it in.
No, I know.
Rodney. That is private talk.
Right.
I have one more question. Are you afraid mm-hmm. that if Grindr sponsors it, like all the people that you
That's exactly what I thought about was like wait a minute. Think about like all these like Grindr guys are just gonna show up like
yeah.
You don't invite
Grindr sponsored wedding.
No, like basically the whole thing with Grindr is that you would tell them a compelling story about how you met your fiance, your soon to be husband on Grindr, and then they pay for it. They don't invite people to your wedding.
Right, yeah. It's just an... Yeah, they just kind of, like, pay for it to celebrate that you found love and their app.
Yeah, exactly.
Considering that their app is just for hookups.
Right. But it's not just for hookups anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm not probably the first guy to find somebody else. I mean, but
and,
I don't know.
Which means that they probably already, like, sponsor weddings.
Oh, okay. This is
you
a thought.
Know what I mean?
This is a thought that I should look
you
into.
You should talk to Jason about it because like he had his engagement sponsored.
He had an engagement party?
No, like the his whole engagement I think was sponsored by like United Airlines.
What?
Yeah, you gotta talk to him about it. But they had a whole hashtag and everything, and it was like social media and this and like that's probably what they want. It's just like for you to do a hashtag.
Hashtag Grindr love.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And who doesn't want a little Grindr love?
But isn't that like kind of like? Isn't that like the wish? Like you go on Grindr for dick, but the wish is love.
Yeah, they're like, oh shit. You like look into somebody's eyes, or you're giving them a blowjob, and you're just like, you know what? I think you're the one.
I could suck this dick for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Uh, 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 uh. Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like a change of life. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm getting married. Yeah.
I know. It's like, it's so funny because, like, everybody, like, both of my co-hosts are engaged, and I...
Maybe you're next.
Well, I have to be because there's no other option. But it's not happening.
Birds of a feather, birds of a feather.
Right, that is true. Yeah, yeah, he has, like, a bunch of, like... gay married friends like already like that I got to meet, and it's like okay, like now I'm part of like a whole like
gay married couple crew.
Yeah,
yeah.
Stability. That's,
you guys all like brunch together.
Yeah, we go out to drink. Yeah.
Like. Oh. All right, now if you guys go out to Fire Island, I want an invite.
Okay, I'm down. Yeah. Well, maybe that's where we should get married, Fire Island.
Yes,
no, I've never been.
I've never been either.
Oh, really?
No, no. But like, I went out to the Hamptons, and that shit sucks. So I figure I'll have more fun with the boys. You know, like non-Trump voters.
Fire
Is
Island.
That why it sucked?
I was surrounded by like just like bankers tripping on Molly, and you just you know like when you're in a place and you're just like, oh, this is exactly what's wrong with the country. Like I was in the middle of that.
Sweet.
Yeah, that was my Memorial Day weekend.
Wow.
I've literally never gotten so many like white guilt high fives before. It's like you're just I'm not even exaggerating. I think I got at least 24. It's like. Just, like, walking through the crowd, and they're like, hey, girl.
Oh, no.
I was like, well, at least I didn't touch my head. Like,
yeah. Wait, can I touch your hair?
It's like, now that we've high-fived and we're, like, besties, can I, like, touch your hair now? It's like, do you like your hands? Like,
I've never been to the Hamptons before. It's like...
It used to be fun. It used to be fun.
Okay.
But I think the problem is that the millennials are now old enough to go out there.
Yeah.
And they're just fucking shit up.
Millennials are like, fucking shit up in general.
Exactly. But like, if you're spending like Hampton's money, like you just want to like go out, have a nice time, have some cocktails, see some sunsets on the beach, like be on the water. Like you don't want all of this just like intense. Millennial bullshit. Like you know, because they just
everybody's Snapchatting. I'm not on Snapchat. I'm kind of against it.
I've never Snapchatted.
I snap don't.
Oh. Okay, I'm so comfortable right now that like we're
and then one person. I'm on Snapchat. You're on Snapchat right now, like.
But Instagram has the same thing, and so does Facebook Live. Facebook Live,
yeah,
is sort of
like a Snapchat, yeah. But it's like you know they stole it because they wanted to like entice the young folk again.
Yeah, and Instagram stole it too, or bit off of it. Yeah,
yeah, which is fine.
I do but Instagram stories just to promote, like, or just for fun. Because that's what everybody's doing.
I've never done it.
It's kind of, like, someone told me that, like, it's just people feel more closer to you because, like, they're seeing a face and they're seeing movement and they're kind of getting out of their own heads and going into your world. So I take it from that perspective. Like, oh, I'm going to do your show, for example. So I, like, took a Snapchat of, like, the train station because of the beautiful architecture. So that's the story I posted. So little things like that. Like, look, guys, like, I'm living life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never... Maybe I'll try it, but I don't know.
I was
going
to say, maybe I'll try it.
I'd have to learn how to work my phone first.
I feel like I'm never, like... I'm too much, like, in the moment to, like, pay attention to, like, grab my phone to, like, do other things.
Yeah.
I'm, like, always... I have my headphones on. I'm, like, trying to zone out and get ready for, like, the next thing. As opposed to, like, oh, now I'm going to, like, take a picture right now.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like, from a sharing aspect or, like, a promoting aspect, then it's easier to, like, comprehend. But if it's just like, look, I have this beautiful... I don't want to judge either, but...
Right. Look, I got my face beat. Like,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. I also think it's, like, our generation, like, we didn't have, like, these, like, little computer devices. Like
we still had phones attached to the wall. You had to have that extra long cord.
And it didn't take pictures. Right.
You know, it's like who didn't have that like 17-foot fucking cord so that like you could take the phone out of the kitchen and like go into your room bathroom. So like no
but
one.
No, when you had when the cordless phones first came out.
Oh, you thought you were the
shit.
You're like, oh, I'm Zach Morris, bitches.
Right.
Like, get out into the hallway.
Yeah, no, I'm down, no. I'm working on a bit like about that, like with the two-way pagers. Remember those?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, two-way pagers, but, like, all it would do is text. But we had to have, like, a phone and, a, like, the two-way pager at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, because the two-way pagers didn't call. They just, like, text, basically. It was, like, a little computer to, like, send, like, messages.
Cool. Do you remember voice pagers? Because I had one of those. So then you would have to call a number to talk to a person, and then that person would type your message and send it to the pager.
Yeah.
I feel poor.
I don't have any of these devices.
You would just text somebody 911.
I would just write them a letter. I get it in time. Oh, my
God. Yeah, no, I remember voicemail pagers. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you would get, at the voicemail pager, you would get a text that you had a message, and then you'd call into your answering service, and they would tell you the message.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just pagers in general. You'll see somebody's number. It's like, oh, I got to go to a payphone or something to call them. Remember
that? And you always had a pocket full of change, because you're just like, oh, shit, I got to get to the
pocket. And they had phone booths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you walk in, there is always like some like fucking pile of homeless poo in the middle, and you're just like, ah, what do you want?
We're 2 blocks away from the club. Just meet us there. Like,
right. But I think that's my problem with the millennials, because they have it too easy, and they don't even like realize like how easy they have
old.
It. Like, it, I mean, it's true though. I mean, I don't feel old personally, but I look at some of these kids and it's just like, damn.
No, because, like, you know something? No, they have the most information at their fingertips than any generation in the history of mankind. And they're dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hate when people ask me for directions on the street. And they'll have, like, do you know where fucking... You're holding an iPhone 7.
It's like, you have GPS in the palm of your hands.
And you're asking me for directions.
It's like, okay, so look down and just, like, walk to the center of the earth and go to hell. There you go.
Guys, I'm a millennial.
Wait, did I? How old are you?
I've done that. I'm not telling you. I've done that. I've had the phone in my hand, and I'm so anxious to get to where I need to go that I'm like, oh, I'll ask people, like, where is this address? And they'll help me. So I'm the jerk that's like, no. Because I don't want to look on my phone or, yeah. So that's, I must be a millennial.
Right, because you, I mean, it has that theory.
Well, you look like a millennial.
Yeah. Awesome. Moisturize.
You're just like, I just put cocoa butter on right now. Like,
drink your water, yeah.
Oh yeah.
I've done that, yeah. Now I'm better with the maps, but in the past, I would stop people like, hey, help. Yeah.
Yeah, I think when I first moved to New York, definitely, because you get, like, confused easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're in a rush, yeah.
Yeah, you got somewhere to be, and you got to be there at a certain time. To, like, yeah. Oh, fuck!
Yeah. I only do that in the parts of the city that aren't, like, numbered or lettered, like, you know what I mean? Because, like, if it's
like in the Bronx,
just kidding. Just teasing Bronx. Who goes to the Bronx?
like south of Houseman.
Yeah, when everything is names, then shit gets confusing. But like if it's like First Ave and Second Street, like you can just find that. But like when it's like Eldridge and fucking whatever, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, this makes no sense. I don't know these names.
No, I was just talking to somebody about LA. I lived there for like 8 years, and there, the streets don't really have numbers. Like, only like in the little section of downtown, like everything is like names.
Yeah,
so if you don't know that Sepulveda runs north and south.
Yeah,
or like, and that crosses in like Victory or whatever. Like, you'd
like
be
lost. Yeah,
lost. Like, but everybody there drives. So it's like GPS. In your car, boom, automatically, like, people just, that's what they use.
But, like, Queens is mad confusing, too.
I was just going to
say. Because, like, everything has a road, street, avenue, drive.
Right?
Like, you know, it's like, so it's 23rd Street, Avenue,
Right.
Drive.
So you're on, like, you could be, like, on 23rd yeah. Street, and somebody is like, oh, yeah, meet me on, like, 25th Road. And you're thinking, like, okay, that's going to be, like, two blocks away, when really it's, like, nine. Like,
it's, yeah. yeah. It's, like, a half a mile.
Like, shit.
Shit, it's crazy.
But I think that's also how they keep, make sure they keep people out. Like, if you don't
yeah.
know
it's like when you're going into Boston, it's like if you lived here, you'd already be home. It's, like, one of those things.
I've never been to Boston. Is it like that?
Mm. They have a big sign, like, when you're first entering the Boston, it's like, oh, if you lived here, you'd already be home.
Damn.
Yeah.
Just a thinker.
right.
Yeah.
So, like, get the fuck out.
Yeah. yeah, exactly. Boston's okay. It's like, there's nothing really there that's, like, compelling. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, they've got, Fenway Park.
Thank you.
Yeah, they've got Fenway Park. They've got the Moose whatever bar that used to was the original Cheers.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. yeah.
That's
they've got their like mini version of Central Park.
Really?
So, yeah. It's like Boston Commons. And so like it's like in the middle of like you know, like proper Boston, but it's like a tiny ass version of Central Park.
Yeah, Central Park is huge.
Yeah, Central Park is huge.
I didn't realize how big it was until
like this.
So you got lost in it.
Yeah.
This shit you can walk in like probably like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Okay.
Like, and I'm not a big walker, and I walked it like all of it, like from like tip to tip. The only thing that's cool about it, it's like if you're into that kind of like touristy stuff, they've got like swan boats that are like you can like get in a swan boat and that's kind of romantical.
Okay,
but like other right. than that, it's
honeymoon
just like
coming up.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Do not go to Boston for your honeymoon.
I would not.
It's like I do not want you guys getting stoned for your honeymoon. You got some radicalized Catholics up in there.
No, like, I'm good. I'm good on Boston. It's like not a honeymoon location, I feel like. Right?
No.
You gotta go like
swan
somewhere.
Boats. You said swan boats. I was like,
yeah,
oh,
no,
that's
yeah.
cute. But that's like the yeah. one cute thing.
Yeah, it's like the one cute thing. I would like go, like, if you're like going and you're going with a group of people or whatever, like, you know, like the swan boats are cute, but like not like honeymoon. That's
I mean, we
just...
could kind of do that in Central Park. Like,
yeah.
There.
Do they have swan boats?
No.
Not shaped like swans. But you could take like a horse and carriage ride.
I think they're swans.
Oh, yeah.
They're geese.
Which is even cooler.
Not the same. I was going to say, I think there's swans in Central Park, but I don't think.
Oh,
it probably
like
has
geese
to
boats?
Be. No, regular boats.
Oh,
but there's
regular.
Geese on the. And oh. ducks on the water when you're on the boat.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Not the same, but.
Yeah. No, like, these boats are like shaped like swans. But they okay. do have the carriages.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that. I feel like that's like really
it's fun.
Romantic.
It's,
and
it
fun.
Smells.
Have you done it
yeah, I've done it before.
Oh yeah, because horses are just shitting.
Oh, and they do shit like while on your ride. It's like they don't give a fuck that you spent how much money to take this. Like they're just like, listen, tail up, shit out. Like
oh shit.
And like you're just sitting there like, oh, this is so nice and fun, and sweet. And they get like in the like if it gets cool in like the fall of the winter, they give you a blanket and you're all like cuddling with your sweetie and you're like, oh, this is so romantical, and then all of a sudden the tail goes up and just shit, and you're like, oh, that smells bad.
That smells.
And they don't give you a shit refund either. They should like give you like a shit differential where they like take some money off the price because they're just like, listen, we're getting all romantic and shit, and then now this the horse
this
just
guy,
shat.
This guy is
face.
Like riding horses every day, like he's used to it.
Yeah.
Like,
he
for him,
is.
It's like nothing.
But like you're like trying to like be all romantic, get your shit on, and then this horse just like shits in your face.
I'm gay. We take it up the butt, so shit happens.
Well, but that's your bullshit.
Like, right, that's true. It's like, oh, babe, go take a shower.
Yeah, that's not some stranger horse shit.
Right, it's some horse shit. Whoa. Talk about loads.
So, tonight,
Marissa,
So, like, how do you feel about people that didn't vote that try to, like, voice an opinion about politics right now?
How do I feel about them? I feel that they're sad. No. I get frustrated when I speak to them because it's like they didn't participate in the election and then they want to voice an opinion and it's like they can voice their opinion, but it's kind of like you're just a talker, you're not a doer, and you didn't, because I know a lot of guys specifically that they didn't like either candidate, so they just didn't vote, and like they have that mentality. It's like I didn't have any skin in the game, so I wasn't gonna vote, and now we have Trump.
Yeah.
So I blame them, and so then they want to talk about, you know, they want to have a discourse with you, or they want to just argue with you for the sake of arguing with you, like, oh, like you're upset Hillary lost, and it's more than that, and it just gets frustrating. Like, it's like I don't really, unless I'm trying to educate them. But it's frustrating.
You can't make crazy not crazy. Like, in any other election, when you have, like, normal candidates, then it's just like, oh, you know, all right, you took a knee this time. I get it. But, like, when your option was, like, mini Hitler, like, you know, like, you didn't have an option.
Damn.
There.
Yeah.
You did not have an option there. Like, you know, like, swallow your pride, do the least harm, stand online for what you need to do, and just be a fucking citizen.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to be open-minded about it, honestly. Like, I'm trying to be
closed-minded as fuck.
No. Like, I was at a comedy show, and this guy was, like, spewing off, like, this political rant. And then when I got up on stage, I asked, I was like, oh, so you voted for Trump? He's like, no, I didn't vote for anyone. And I'm like, what? Like, we sat here and listened to you for, like, 5 minutes talk about your opinions on politics, but you didn't even participate in the election. Like, why should we listen to you? Like, unless he specifically doesn't believe in the, like, a lot of people don't believe in voting, but even that, if you don't believe in it, then why not just do it, right? Like, because I know, who's that really famous British comic? He's a British, he has, like, a really annoying voice. He used to date Katy Perry or go out with
Russell Brand.
Brand does not believe in voting, but he uses his platform and he helps and he influences, like, he participates in society in some form. But you have other people that don't vote and then they don't do anything, so it's kind of like, you suck.
Yeah. Like, you gotta get in the game. Like, even if you feel like, oh, this is rigged, or I don't like this, or I don't like that, it's like, then you just, if you don't like anything about the process, then you just have to do some self-reflection and just say, what is the least harm that I can do? And I think that there was a lot of people that just didn't vote for the sake of ego. Like, it's just kind of like, oh, well, you know, I'm Bernie or bust, and I didn't like Hillary, and I didn't like Trump, and I only want Bernie, so I'm not going to vote. Blah. And it's like, well, that's not how it works.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
you know?
You live in a society, yeah, like, you need to participate in it. But that goes back to education, and it's very frustrating.
Yeah,
actually.
No, it's super
I'm getting frustrated sitting in this seat.
Yeah.
It's
I voted.
Yeah. Did you vote, Rodney?
I did not vote.
You was the first time I heard this?
Yes, I know. I've like not mentioned it, but like I'm registered to vote in California, and I didn't do an absentee ballot, and it was just like, I just missed it. I just missed the...
Weren't you afraid of Trump?
I honestly just thought that Hillary was going to win. I thought that people were going to vote for Hillary. I didn't think that the country was crazy enough to vote for Trump. I really am not... I just didn't believe all the political rhetoric. I thought that, like, yeah, right, that's not really going to happen. And then my birthday happened.
It was my birthday
and it happened. Yeah.
It happened. That was your punishment.
That was my punishment. And November 8th is my birthday. So, all right. Yeah.
So we're gonna be not going to dwell in the past.
You have to vote in 2020.
We're going to be
right. I've learned my lesson.
Are we going to vote in elections in the future?
Yes, I voted in every other election since I turned 18, except for this one. And Now
and
we
this
see
is
what happened. This is what happened.
You were our jinx.
No. Yes.
Because when you voted before, we got Obama.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't.
And now we got Trump.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you letting him sit in that.
You're not gonna blame me for that, okay?
She's just letting
blame
him sit
Colorado.
I'm just gonna. I'm gonna let that marinate. Get over there. Just give it a little shake. Little, yeah. Put a little salt and pepper on it.
This is all your fault. The world's coming to an end. It's your fault.
But you know,
you get hurt and get married.
You're getting married.
Why you still can?
I'm getting, and let's just be friends. You're getting married.
Oh my god, is that why you guys are rushing to get married right away? Because, like, who knows? You're like, let's do this now.
They're going to take their rights away. Like, you gotta,
I mean, I do feel like that could possibly
happen. You got to get all of the
so.
Marriages in right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually, yeah. That's true.
And then you got, you know, it's going to last forever, but. And they might take your gay divorce rights away, and then what happens?
You get stuck married to the person.
What?
Right? Like, so, like, let's just say that you go and you get married under the wire.
Okay.
But then they're just like, oh, well, there's no gay marriage, so there's no gay divorce. And then what if you're just stuck in this limbo?
There would have to be, because, I don't know, there has to be some sort of, like, amendment that would happen. Right?
You're talking
like,
about Trump.
Oh, God.
That's true.
I know, right? Because you're like, that's crazy talk. But then it's like, wait a second. It's possible.
Anything is possible. This man is crazy. Like, and then if you leave it up to Pence is going to make you guys go to like 5 years conversion therapy.
We.
Where he'll be at.
Please. He's not going to be conversion therapy. He's going to find whatever twink it is that he hides in the closet.
Right, that's what I'm saying, doing like special counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Boy. Do you guys think he's going to get impeached?
I would hope, but he's done so much already. Like.
Yeah, My hope upon hopes is that he gets impeached. However, just because you get impeached does not mean that you will resign or step down, because we know from Bill Clinton that you can be impeached and still remain being the president.
Oh.
Legally, a president cannot be prosecuted for criminal activity. So they would need to impeach him and then somehow compel him to resign, which I don't think that he will ever do.
No, he won't.
Now, my other worry is Pence, but hopefully, if they can ensnag enough of the administration in this Russia thing, I'm hoping that at least goes past Paul Ryan, but the next person would be Orrin Hatch, and he's kind of a psycho also.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I didn't even... Okay.
Yeah, Orrin Hatch. I've been researching this shit.
Good.
It's basically what I flip my bean to. it's just like, he got a peach. Yeah, it's not promising. It's not. Because even... Let's just say for hypothetical shits and giggles... That they're able to prove that his administration colluded. They're able to prove the emoluments clause and he's getting money from foreign entities. They're able to prove that he
is a liar.
They already know he's a liar. But I mean, we knew that shit when he said Obama was born in Kenya. But like, when they're able to prove all these impeachable offenses... That still is not enough to make him leave, because Nixon left because he resigned. It wasn't just because he got impeached. You don't have to leave because you're impeached. You can still be impeached and be the president. I'm just hoping that there's enough leverage on other things in his life that they can compel him to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he's not compelled, he's such an...
Egomaniac
that he'll just be in like office impeached.
Like, I'm never leaving.
Because you gotta kind of from like just like a historical perspective, if you look at the timeline of Nixon, he was already in his second term when he got impeached. And so he left, and basically, like, if he didn't do all the crazy shit that he was doing, he could have just rode out. Like, if he had destroyed the tapes, he could have just rode out his second term. He would have had a questionable term, and people would have looked at him with a cloud of suspicion. Mm-hmm. But he would have just, you know, like, he'd still be president. He kept the tapes. They found the tapes. He gave the tapes away. But the difference is technology these days, right? So, like, you had to fast forward. If you use Nixon's impeachment as a framework, just fast forward that by the time of technology. So, like, let's just say in 1984, how long would it have taken to use DOS or Lotus or spreadsheet or Microsoft Word or something like that? Mm-hmm. Like, you can, anything that you could have done in the 80s, you can do in 2017 in like a fraction of the time. So then take like the 2-3 years that it took them to impeach Nixon, fast forward that to today's technology, I think it probably will take between 6 to maybe 18 months. So if they're able to find something impeachable on him, I think that at the latest we should know this time next year.
Damn. But that's better. That's good in comparison to like in the past.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. But that doesn't mean that he's going to actually
step down. Or,
yeah.
Yeah. I think the best we could hope for is like for him 4 years since him getting out in 4 years and not fucking up everything completely.
Oh my god, it's been like how many months? And like
four. It's only, it's, yeah. Just,
and I feel like I'm like fucking 17 years older. Like, it's, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's yeah. Like every day is like so much more stress, and I'm just like, oh my god, I see my forehead lines.
It's yeah, like, it's weird. Yeah, it's weird because I don't really want to be involved in politics. I liked it when the president was elected, and then we kind of just went about our own lives and business.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of like we're part of it because we're all kind of like holding his hands to make sure he doesn't like crash this plane that everybody keeps talking about, this metaphor of an airplane, into the mountains.
And we're all on the fucking plane.
Yeah. And then like he's making all these mistakes when he goes to visit other countries, and it's like I like to travel, and like now I feel, my friend was telling me that when she went to Switzerland, people were making, they were kind of like, oh, so you, like they were just kind of, she's a joke, like we're a joke.
Yeah.
We're Americans. It's like we foolishly elected Donald Trump, so the level of respect that we have,
it's like nothing.
With other countries completely. Is like going down. Yeah, so it's kind of like,
and
damn.
When we got Obama, I feel like it went way up. Like,
hope and love.
They're like,
and like,
you know, being progressive, and America's really going somewhere, and like now it's like,
yeah. And Trump is like, he has people like friends, like neighbors in America fighting with each other, and I'm like, really, you guys are down with that? Like, you, like people are saying, oh, you're just a sore loser because Hillary Clinton didn't win. It's like, excuse me, we're all Americans. Like, no one, like, we should all be winners together. It shouldn't be you lost and I won. Like, I just feel like people are more comfortable now setting up barriers and like, I'm over here and you over there, too bad for you. When it's like, this is America, we're supposed to be together, like all like hugging.
But like, do you think that like, even if he got impeached, do you think that we can rebuild the bridges between the people that voted for him and the people that didn't?
No, because I hopefully yes, but I find that those people, a lot of them are their ego
racist?
Gets in the way. Well, that too, yeah. Oh my god, yeah. I'm not even speaking on that, but yeah, the egos get in the way. Like the people that I know that voted for Trump, and they realize now what a crazy man he is. They kind of like don't. They're like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do now? So Trump's an asshole, like you guys said he was, and now what? Like what can we do?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I can break bread with them again. You know what I mean? It's just like,
but then
it.
I really creates yeah. like an us against them, like almost civil
but
war.
But did we create that or did they create that? Because they voted for that.
That's true. Ooh, okay.
Well, some people, well, it's not, I mean, it's not to generalize, but some people just, they actively
voted for a sexual predator.
Well, or yeah, they didn't want a woman, like, because there was a lot
because
of garbage.
They're sexist?
Yeah, there was a lot of garbage
that was,
on Hillary.
I've always said
and
that.
They're racist.
Well, it was yes, really the yes, fact yes. that Hillary was a woman.
So they're sexist, racist, pro. Rape agenda.
You're giving them too much credit. I feel like a lot of people are not. They weren't on that boat. They were just kind of like, let's see what happens. Like Trump, you know, like they were kind of. I feel like a lot of people were suicidal. Like they just wanted to like do away with what we know. Trump was like this wild card.
I think I agree with you on that. For the mere fact that, have you guys ever noticed that like cutters always try to give the most advice?
Cutters?
Yeah.
I haven't met cutters.
Oh my god. Well, I went to Rockwell School. So like I've met quite a few cutters in my life. And I feel like, you know, like if you're like sitting in the cafeteria or whatever and you're like, oh, I'm having a shitty day, and like what's wrong? Like my boyfriend's an asshole, and you're like, hey, and then they just like run into like trying to give you like life advice, and it's just like, you just like cut yourself like 24 times because that's how many times you guys had sex in the moonlight. Like, why are you giving me life advice? Like, you know, I just feel like the Trump voters were like political cutters.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of people that I talked to were like, there was Hillary, you know, her organization was getting money from like the Arabs and which don't believe in gay rights, and like she's a monster, and so who else can I vote for? I'm not going to either vote for anyone, or I'm going to vote for Trump. And so they voted for Trump, like. And then you have the racist, and you have the misogynist or the sexist, like who right. are like, fuck everybody else. Let's just help our own people. And, yeah.
But I think feel like they're all that. And then the thing that I like is most upsetting now is like, you know, so England just had their vote. And so basically they kind of had a similar situation, but like, the Conservative Party that would have been like the Trump people, they didn't entirely win. And then like the Bernie people also didn't entirely win, but they won enough that like the Trump people didn't really win. So now they might back out of Brexit because like they didn't have enough support like in their election to say that people wanted Brexit. And so I just kind of feel like it like England right now is just like, they started this whole shit with like, oh, you know, Great Britain for the Britons and fuck everyone else. And then like middle America's like, yeah, America, magma. And then like they saw 4 months of Trump. They're like, oh, we changed our minds. Let's get out of Brexit. And now we're just like fucked with this orange turd.
Great impressions, by the way.
Fuck you.
That was great.
It's just like
America. Yeah,
like America. Budweiser, King of Bears.
Right. Well,
I was gonna say, "Am I gun?"
Give me my gun.
I was watching. You guys watch Andy Cohen Then and Now?
I've never seen it.
It's a good show. He like highlights like different years or whatever, and it will tell like all like the great things like happened like in that year, like how it influences like today. And I think it was like 90 something, but Donald Trump had been on like WrestleMania and like been going around like on WrestleMania for years, and just like in the wrestling community in like this like middle America, like all these people in middle of America, that people that watch WrestleMania and watch wrestling every week, have been seeing him constantly for years.
And people
it's like
watch
underlying
porn.
Like exactly like for years been watching this man like come up there, and so it's not
and then
that
he's
much
one
of
theirs.
Surprise.
Yeah.
He's one of theirs.
Wow. So Donald Trump likes WrestleMania.
Yeah, he's wrestling. Like was a fixture in like wrestling for like years. Actually,
what's just the name of the like show? Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen, Then and Now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, he like interviews like people like that were like there at the time, and just like he'll pick like a specific year and then like that's talk weird. About how that year like now so like affects like 2003. That was like a good episode, like. Because, like, that was your reality TV started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was 03.
So, So, I mean, I'm going to switch gears a little bit, but, Danette, like, what are your thoughts on facelifts?
I have, if people get them, that's good for them, but I personally wouldn't want a facelift, right? But, however, like, I want to age gracefully. Like, I want to do yoga and meditate and be, like, all, like, naturally graceful. But in the past few weeks, I've been hearing about facelifts, and the women that have had them look amazing. They're, like, in their 70s, and they don't...
Oh, wow.
They look good. They look like they're in their 50s or 60s. Huh. So I'm like,
I feel like it would be something that you want to do, like, when you're later in life, I would want to say.
Yeah, like 80,
90. Yeah. No, yeah. Maybe not 80 or 90, like 70-something, maybe.
Yeah.
Late 60s.
Yeah. I would do that shit at, like, 50.
At 50, mm-hmm. you're black. You're not going to need, like, a facelift at 50.
I will tell you right now that a dermatologist told me that I was prematurely aging for a black woman.
Which means that you look 12.
I was like asking, I'm like, oh, well, like, when should you start Botoxing? And they're like, oh, let me see your forehead. And they're like, well, you're already premature aging for a black woman.
That's so hard.
So did he tell you that you needed to do Botox then?
Yeah, but, like, I'm not going to go to a dermatologist for that shit. I would go to a plastic surgeon. I was just shopping to see if I needed it. But, like, I'm not going to go to... You, like, you know, like, I mean, you go to a dermatologist when you got a weird rash. Like, you don't go when you want to get your face fixed. Like,
but they do the Botox.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like when I had the chicken pox, I went to a dermatologist. I'm like, listen, I got a weird rash. What is this? So, like, chicken pox. I'm like, oh, I wasn't like, oh, you're going to fix my face? Like, no.
It's like, by the way, you've got some frown lines.
No, boo-boo. Like, I go to the face man for the face.
Like, right.
Would you guys get facelifts?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Would you?
I feel like for a woman, it's easier because, like, they cut right here, and there's, like, a hairline.
Oh, fuck.
I'm bald. I don't know where...
And you're a man.
And, yeah.
It's not the same.
Right. But I feel like there's more preventative efforts. Back. Like, if you start, like, early Botox and, like... chemical peels and you like start doing stuff like
but
earlier
I also feel
than
like if you were like that vain that you'd get a facelift, you'd also get hair plugs.
Oh no.
Oh, good point. Yeah,
right.
That'd
right?
be the first. Yeah,
I so like I feel
no,
like
I would get all this lasered off actually so I wouldn't have to shave.
All right, but I still think that they probably could do it like in that back, like. You know?
I don't know. I feel like that's just you know the process of a facelift. They gotta cut you, and then like,
I don't
and they
cut,
pull
yeah.
your skin all the way back to make it tighter. That's
severe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's really crazy. It's kind of severe.
But, like, you're on good like. Meds for that.
You're gonna have to be for a while. Shit, they pulled your face back. Like,
it's like it's instead of face off, it's face back.
I don't know. I feel like that's like one of those things everybody can just tell after you've got it done, you know?
There was this author, Sheila Nevins. She's like this HBO documentary, like guru, like people love her, like she's like the best. And she was on The View and she looked amazing. And then it turns out like she's in her 70s.
Okay.
And then she had a facelift and she was very self-conscious about having had a facelift. And it came out that, you know, she worked in the media industry and that she was working with people and she started to look like their grandmother. Like, so are you going to listen to your grandmother's advice? Are you going to like take her ideas seriously? Probably not. You're going to think you're cooler, you're younger, you're more. So she got a facelift to try to maintain her youth and it worked. I mean, she still looks good. But that was the thinking that you start to age and people start to try to push you away. Like you're not, your ideas
right,
don't mean anything. Like you're not cool. You're not in. And so they try to
send you to pasture.
Yeah. And so the facelift is sort of like Joan Rivers, like, you know,
she had a facelift.
She had a ton of surgery. She always, because she was always in front of the camera and she always looked, yeah, I don't know.
I also feel like it's not just like older people. Like, you know, if you look at, let's say, Tom Cruise today versus Tom Cruise from The Outsiders. he looks like a completely different human being. If you take, like, Jennifer Lopez today from Jennifer Lopez of, like, In Living
Fly
Color.
Girl, In Living Color.
Ooh, ooh. Yeah. Completely different human being. So, like, I think that...
I don't know if she's completely different. Well, she just looks... Honey. Right, I mean...
Her teeth are different, her nose is different, her cheekbones is different, her complexion is different, her jaw is different, her chin is different, her tits are different. She's like a completely different human being.
Well, there's makeup and different styles and different angles of photography.
You can't do enough contouring to that nose.
But I also think when you get in like a certain lane and you have like all this money, and you're just... When you're regularly in front of the camera like that,
it definitely brings a lot of pressure. All sorts of lipo. I mean, shit.
Suck it out of me.
Go to the gym? Why? Just bring that tube over here. Right?
I like people that are honest about that. Like, because if I had the money, like, I probably would just suck it out too. Lipo.
It's like, okay, so while you're in there, right, can you, like, just give me a sick pack. I just want a six pack. I don't want to go to the gym. Just give me, you know, like you can even leave little pockets of fat to make it look like a six pack, but I'm not going to the gym for that.
They're definitely able to do that.
Oh, of course.
So you're not afraid of surgery, is what you're saying.
No, I had my nose done.
You did?
Yeah, like I didn't do it for like, I mean, I guess you could say I did it for vanity reasons, but like I was in a taxi accident and I shattered my nose on the plexiglass.
Oof, okay.
So it was like I had to have my nose done, otherwise like my nose would have been like shattered or whatever.
But when they gave you the option, like, okay, we're gonna make the nose, it could be like regular, like how you had it before, or do you want a little bit smaller with like a little tip like this?
So basically what I did was like I went to my surgeon and I had a photo album full of noses, like my nose included. And I was just like, and I'd gone through magazines and I like just took all these different noses.
I did research.
Was just like, nice. Yeah. And so it's like, all right, this was my original nose. I liked this nose. However, if you could give me a little something of this and a little something of that, and I'd like a little of this. And so, like, I just kind of told him, like, what aspects that I wanted of, like, my new nose. Because I was like, well, if I'm going to have a new nose, like, I don't want to look like a different person. I still want to look like myself. I still want an ethnically relevant nose. Like, I didn't want to have, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't, like, have me come out here with, like, some sort of Swedish nose. Like, I don't want a, like, a quote-unquote white nose. Like, I still want a black nose, but, like, like, you know, give me a little bit of holly. Give me a little bit of, like, you know what I mean? Give me a little Sade. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just, like, give me a little bit of this, that, and the other thing. And so then I was just like, okay, these are all the different aspects of a nose that I want.
Okay.
And this is what he came up with.
Are you happy with the results?
I think it's cute. Like,
yeah, you look cute now.
It's close. It's very close to my old nose, but it's a little cuter.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. But once I got it done, though, I can totally see, like, oh, you know, something. Maybe do a little something on my cheeks. I can see doing a little something.
Well, one, it's a slippery slope. Once you get one... Then you're just like, oh, what about this?
I can see being addictive.
What about this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to get my nose done, too. I have a deviated septum.
Yeah.
So like, when it's, like, hard for me to, like,
breathe. Yeah.
At certain points, like, and so I get it broken and redone.
This reminds me of, like, when you go furniture shopping and you buy something new for the house and you're like, oh, now I need to update this and now I need to update
that. Like, you need new curtains, yeah. You need new rugs, you need new, everything. Like dinner plates,
yeah.
You need new.
Yeah, because you can't just throw a new couch in there and think that it's going to look cute. Right. No.
Yeah, you got to do
all the
shit.
Old shit. You got to do everything.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. So, Danette.
Marissa.
We're going to have to take a quick break, but definitely feel free to hang out if you have time to. But I want to make sure that we have enough time to, like, find out what you're doing. So like, where can everyone see you next? Where are your shows? Where can they follow you on social media? What's
is
all that
this
jazz?
Over? This was, is this over?
Yeah.
Oh my
well,
god.
She said you, so
but you can
fine.
Stay.
Able to stay.
Like, you
so,
can stay. So
yeah,
if you want to stay,
hour.
Like, wow. Stay for the next hour.
Oh
I
my
know,
god, this was a lot of fun.
I know.
Thank
your
you
voice is so
I
sexy
you.
Too.
Really nice, cool.
I don't like vagina.
Oh, damn!
This is close married man.
To a threesome. Damn it. Thanks for clarifying.
You're like, it's not like the first time. Anyway.
Wait, right, it's true. Not like I've never been there before.
He knows what he's doing. He yeah. just doesn't like the road to get there.
Right.
Oh my god. Oh, so on Twitter they can follow people can follow me at Danette Comedy, DANETTE. I love Twitter. It's like so much fun there. And then I have a website, www.danetterodriguez.com, and all my shows are listed. I have a few coming up, but I don't know which one to specify, but
all
they can
right.
just go
well
there.
You don't you have lipstick and leather
lollipops
and
leather. Yeah, okay. We're gonna do a show actually at New Alternatives, which is a homeless shelter for LGBT youth.
Oh, that's amazing.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. That's on Sunday, June 18th. We're gonna
oh that's
go.
Awesome. Everybody yeah. should totally go to that. Where can they get tickets for it?
It's actually for the people of the New Alternatives, and
nice.
They can probably I don't know if they can walk in. It's for the organization.
Right, right.
But go to my website. That's like the best place to get all the information.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. That was Danette Rodriguez. We got Ronnie Daniels. I'm Marissa Smith. This is Big Talkin' Brewskies. We're taking a quick break, and we'll be right back, you guys. I
know it's strange. That was so much fun. I'm gonna high-five.
Insane, and I'm off the chain. Sipping on a fifth for the golden grain. I feel like slapping a nigga today. Slapping a nigga today. I feel like slapping a nigga today. Slapping a nigga today. Slapping a nigga today. I know it's strange, but my brain's gone really insane. And I'm off the chain, sipping on a fifth for the golden grain. I feel like slapping a nigga today. Slapping a nigga today. I feel like slapping a nigga today. Slapping a nigga today. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm sick of people putting lies in my head. I don't really want to work, I'm tired. I hate my 9 to 5. And I'm thinking about killing my boss today. Killing my boss today. I'm thinking about killing my boss today.
It's just a thought, man.
Killing my boss today.
Yeah.
Yesterday my best friend died. Somebody came and took his life. Now I'm looking up at the sky. Have you ever seen a grown man cry? And I'm asking, why did you take him away? I'm asking, why did you take him away?
Why'd you take him?
Why did you take him away?
Hey.
I need some money, please. I can barely make it on these streets. Plus, I got a couple mouths to feed. My baby's in dire need. So I'm thinking about robbing a bank today.
Robbing a bank today.
I'm thinking about robbing a bank today.
Robbing a bank today.
Real talk. Baby mama's at home and fussing. Calling up my mobile cussing. Always yapping about this and that, but she really don't be talking about nothing. Somebody take my pain away.
Take my pain away.
Somebody take my pain away.
I can't take it.
I know it's strange, but my brain's gone really insane. And I'm off the chain, sipping on a fifth for the golden grain. I feel like slapping a nigga today.
Slapping a nigga today.
I feel like slapping a nigga today.
Slapping a nigga today.
I know it's strange, but my brain's gone really insane. And I'm off the chain, sipping on a fifth for the golden grain. I feel like slapping a nigga today.
Slapping a nigga today.
I feel like slapping a nigga today.
Slapping a nigga today.
Somebody just broke in my ride. Snatched up everything
inside.
Even got my folded five. How am I supposed to survive when I know that my stereo's taken away?
Stereo's taken away.
When I know that my stereo's taken away.
I need my music, man.
Gas prices are way too high. Rich people are way too fly. I'm not where I wanna be in my life. But why am I so behind? Is it cause I'm wasting my time away?
Wasting my time away.
Is it cause I'm wasting my time away?
Too lazy.
Wasting my time away.
My grandmama's nerves are bad, and everybody in the hood is mad. Cause President Bush could give a damn about our ass, so I don't wanna hear shit that he has to say.
Don't say nothing.
Shit that he has to say.
I don't wanna hear shit that he has to say.
Shit that he has to say.
Truth
gone and we still at war. Nobody even really knows what for. Even more, I'm scared to find what the world really has in store. Cause you know that tomorrow's not promised today.
Not promised, man.
Cause you know that tomorrow's not promised today.
Live like today could be your last, man.
I know it's strange, but my brain's gone really insane. And I'm off the chain, sipping on a fifth for the golden grain. I feel like slapping a nigga today. Slapping a nigga today. I feel like slapping a nigga today. Slapping a nigga today. I know it's strange, but my brain's gone really insane. And I'm off the chain, sipping on a fifth for the golden grain. I feel like slapping a nigga today. Slapping a nigga today. I feel like slapping a nigga today. Slapping a nigga today. I know it's strange, but my brain's gone really insane. And I'm off the chain, sipping on a fifth for the golden grain. I feel like slapping a nigga today. Slapping a nigga today. I feel like slapping a nigga today. Slapping a nigga today. I know it's strange, but my brain's gone really insane. And I'm off the chain, sipping on a fifth for the golden grain.
Yeah, big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, war. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to Big Talkin' Brewskis. I am Marissa Smith. We have Rodney Daniels back with us.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday. Segment two.
And we've got Andrew Bayeroff.
There you go. That's
I always feel like I'm going to screw up the last name.
No, you got it.
Bay I got Bayeroff. Okay.
Bayeroff.
How you guys doing?
Yeah.
Good.
Awesome.
Good.
I love your name, Andrew.
Thank you.
It's my fiance's name.
Oh.
Fantastic. So Andrew, how have you been? How was your week?
Good. Week is good. Long hours at work, but we don't no complaints there. Paying the bills and everything is good.
Right.
Better shows, busy than bored, yeah.
Shows, producing, full-time work, so definitely 60, 70-hour week.
I hear ya.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we roll in this room.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, about 5-6 hours of sleep, get up and do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so true.
Yep. 8 hours is for pussies.
Eight.
Right. Wait, you sleep in 8 hours? Right. My body does not go that far.
My mind's telling me no, but more. Right?
I take a long nap. I take a long nap and I get up. I got my to-do list of like 50 things. I have a to-do list for the day, the week, and then the year.
Okay.
That's how retentive I am. Like bigger things. Like not just clean the apartment, but like go on vacation. Get new this, get new that. That's
because
like
go on vacation, that's a job unto itself.
You gotta save.
Figuring out where you go.
No Starbucks.
Go saving for that.
It's like Bill, we were talking about websites. It's like, okay, by this time of the year, in 6 months, I want to have a brand new comedy site done, a brand new freelance site done. And that's going to take months and months.
That's like a whole undertaking.
Well, that's what I do for a living. So I'm a web designer, a visual designer, user experience. So to me, it's kind of like, oh, crap. You know, this is not just a WordPress thing. No offense to WordPress, but this is now, okay, let's research. Let's do some photography. Let's do some fancy type and, you know, really get the code going.
Yeah.
So
Do you like code it yourself?
No, I used to. Not anymore. This is a very weird plug. I use Wix.com.
Okay.
I use Wix, too, for my website.
Wix, we were talking about the nerd stuff before with
Rima. I
use
the plugins, too. I just finished the site.
They have SEO, which is your site engine optimization, your analytics. You can connect it to Google Analytics, and it's like $1.25 a year. And it's a CMS where you could be in Wichita. You could be in Canada. You want to change something, go on your computer, and you're done. You don't have to go to a coder. You don't have to go to anybody. It's a CMS content. It's a content management system. That's it. I love talking nerd talk.
Yeah.
And you know, Marissa's going like, wait, can I write this down?
It's like already made.
made site. You yeah. copy and paste the templates there. And
that's yeah, that's how I do the templates.
It's templates,
yeah,
but
it's,
I do it from scratch.
They got the
ADI. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so
I do everything from scratch. If I have a client, I don't use
a template.
Oh,
so this is like MySpace? Like,
no, Wix. No. Wix.
Yeah, and you had to like you because I remember I used to do the Matrix shit where like the green letters used to come down.
Oh wow, that is 90 something, isn't it?
I said MySpace.
All right, all right. You don't understand this, everybody.
I'll say early 2000s, early 2000s.
So, we have a camera, so they can't believe
damn it,
you.
I just lied. Incriminating the black woman.
Just pull another Trump on you.
Incriminating the black man once again. I'm sorry, everybody.
He just pulled a Trump on you guys.
They're all laughing, by the way. White people, they're all laughing. We're all friends. We're all laughing.
No, for real.
I'm over here pulling my little Comey. He's right. over there pulling an orange turd. Go
Ooh.
On.
Ooh,
did not vote turds. For the man. So
I did not either.
No, no.
But I'm also not trying to wrongfully convict a black woman for strangling she did not commit.
This is true. I apologize, but it will happen sooner or later. Sometimes you could be more white than I am with that white nose. I heard the conversation before.
I do not I said.
Right, uh-huh, keep uh-huh. it real. It's you like, pulled yeah, out a picture please. Of Kate Hudson and was like, I want this nose.
Kate Hudson doesn't even have any goddamn nostrils.
Kate Hudson is more white than yeah. Kate Hudson is way too white with absolutely no talent whatsoever. But
I mean, if talent is who your mom is.
That's
like,
true. That's true, yeah. And the father or the whatever Kurt Russell is. Is that, is
no,
she, no,
no,
he's not
no.
the dad. He's
dad.
Not the dad.
Her dad
he's
was
stepdad.
Like some rocker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they,
shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
They're probably listening Goldie to this Hunt, right man. Now. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Sure they are. Yeah. Kate Hudson has nothing mm-hmm. better to do.
Yeah.
If our SEO is better, maybe she would. What? Nerds. So how you guys doing? Good? Good week?
Yeah. My week was good.
When are you getting married?
August.
Mazel tov.
Thank you.
That's a little Yiddish for the people out there. Mazel tov. That's great. Congratulations.
Step Jew.
By osmosis, you're around enough Jew comics, so but you're like half Jew right about now.
I've had enough Jews in me to know
Mazel tov. If I was going to do osmosis, that would be.
Gay man joke in about 22 seconds.
Yeah,
I don't
I mean,
feel uncomfortable.
If we were doing
I'm fine.
Osmosis, mm-hmm. that would have been like my first fiance. He was Jewish, but now my third stepmom was Jewish.
Third stepmom?
Yeah, damn. My dad's on number four.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Cunt bag. So. So, stepmom number three was Jewish. First fiance was Jewish. And now I'm surrounded by Jewish comics. So, but I'd say the osmosis probably started with the fiance.
Yeah. That's usually the way it works.
Yeah.
Sabbath, candles, bread, then it's kosher, then you're wearing long sleeves and a wig, and it's just a roll on from there.
What's up with the wig, man?
Oh, you really want to know?
Yeah. Because I've been
you don't see those
rumors
like,
time.
Yes, child, you tell me. She didn't say it like that, but in my head she said it.
Yes.
You okay with the wig?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. The wig is, and God knows there's many people that are going to be listening to this that I'm saying I'm wrong. It's this ideology of sexiness. It's somewhat in the same ilk of the burkas that you don't want to show because you're going to get attracted. So that's why they wear – it's also being demure. You cover the legs. You cover the arms. And it's the hair that the male might feel that he's attracted to. Some of them wear a wig. Some of them shave their head. And they wear a wig, but here's the thing: those wigs are like $5,000-$6,000.
Wow!
Not shitting, those are $6,000.
Fucking plain
and I think
ass
it's like
wig to be
hair.
Seen.
These are made in Africa, like the thick African hair, and it's a $5,000-$6,000. So if you see these Orthodox women, and you can see that they're Orthodox,
you know,
because the clothing
no.
is awful. The clothing is awful.
If you live like anywhere going through Brooklyn,
yeah.
you see them.
Well, you
in
go
droves.
To you go the Satmar Jews, which are like. The highest of high. You know the ones with the wide brim hat and the
yeah.
tall
uh-huh.
hat?
Uh huh. Oh, yeah.
Maybe Schneerson, the whole thing.
Uh huh. With the twirly beards.
Well, no, the payas.
That's what they call? Okay.
The payas, the curlies, as some people call
yes.
them, dates back to when we were slaves in Egypt and they made us shave our head. So this is kind of a rebellion thing. Oh. Yeah, so
that's
as much
like
Jew. I'm Jewish. I'm Jew-esque. As I say on stage, I'm Hanukkah Jew, so I know just as much to get to get introduced to a Jewish girl's parents. I'm like, all right, he's Jewish enough. You can have sex with our daughter.
Okay.
But that's as much trivia as I have. Hey, I got a sound effect for that, everybody. Hey,
it's funny because, like, I started seeing a new lady doctor. And
lady doctor.
Yeah. And, like, he's a Jewish doctor, but he actually has a lot of, like, Orthodox clientele.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was very, like, strange and disconcerting for me that all the husbands were, like, filling out all of the forms. It's like the women did not fill out the forms at all.
They're not really treated that well. Also, they can't. It's odd that there was a male gyno.
Yes.
And it's weird because if you meet a Orthodox woman, and you can shake the guy's hand, and this is somewhat, I mean, this is, you know, horrible sometimes the way they treat women. But if you go to shake the woman's hand, I've done this mistakenly. I went to shake her hand, and she literally went went like this. She's like, I'm not allowed to touch you. She literally, like, moved away. It's like, I'm not going to attack you in the hallway. Just tell me. It's like, I'm not allowed, which is also bullshit. What do you mean you're not allowed? It's like, listen, I'm not allowed to put my hand in a fire. You know why? I'm going to get burnt. But to tell me you're not allowed, that's, like, just outdated dogmatic silliness. And it's just like, come on. I know we're going off on a tangent, but that's in my
head. Right. No. Yeah. I mean.
But it's a you're not allowed. So it's interesting. And they cut corners where they have to, where they can. So they can't do this. But if you want to, you can do it on a Friday or on a Saturday. And so they have auto dialers. They have elevators. They have Sabbath elevators where it stops on every floor.
Okay.
They also have, there's a derogatory term called goyim, which is non-Jews.
Hello.
Yeah. And I think there's three of them here. But yeah, not derogatory. If a girlfriend of mine grew up in Brooklyn, 70s and 80s, and she was the Catholic helper, the goyim helper, where on Sabbath you're not allowed to turn on the lights, you're not allowed to turn on the oven. They'll have her come in and turn this on, dial the phone, and do all that stuff. You heard about years ago in Brooklyn where a house burnt down. They, from Friday to Saturday, you're not allowed to turn on the oven. So they left the hot plate on. Seven children and the wife died because it was faulty wiring or something happened. The father, the rabbi, I think, was coming home dead. Because of these silly, silly practices. And I know I'm going to probably get hate mail and whatever, but it's like seven children are dead.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm Jewish. I'm proud of being Jewish. I celebrate the holidays. I go to temple and whatever. And I go to churches with my friends for the holidays. And I love that. But it's these practices that are just, you know, killing kids. It doesn't always happen. But that was a really, really sad story. If I can bring everybody down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we can move on.
Thanks for bringing us all down.
Please edit that one.
Seven
right?
Dead kids down.
Yeah, I don't know. It was strange because, like, I
had a side note, though.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You
sure.
Have an Orthodox Jew gynecologist?
No, he's not.
He's not Orthodox.
He's not Orthodox.
But he's Jewish.
He's Jewish, but
he's
a
Jewish.
Lot of his clients are Orthodox.
So
interesting.
I don't know. I feel like what made you – are most of your gynecologists men?
I only like going to male gynecologists.
Really?
Why?
Because
– I feel like –
that we're going to have right now, I think.
We're going to do it.
I just feel like
– we're going to pop the cherry on this one.
I just feel like, wouldn't it be more comfortable to have a woman that knows, like, with what's going on with women because she's a woman? I feel like there's definitely a separation between –
because, like, I don't know what other women do with their hoo-has. Like, you know, like...
But he doesn't even have a hoo-ha, so...
Yeah, but that means that he's going to be that much more delicate and gentle because he doesn't know what... You know, because he doesn't have that... You know, like, I don't want to go to some gyno that's, like, all, like, taken in a fucking Evian bottle. Like, it's just like, oh, of course this doesn't hurt. It's like, no, bitch, I don't do this shit. Like... I feel like guys like are more gentle in that milieu.
Have men been gentle to your hoo-ha?
The ones that want to go there again have, yeah.
Touche.
Okay.
I will buy that for a dollar.
Right.
You know,
the answer, like, not the hoo-ha.
But, like, I'll say that, like, I've had experiences where, like, I've had techs that are women that I've had to have, like, internal, like, ultrasounds or whatever, which basically they're, like, inserting, like, a dildo-shaped camera in you.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are mad aggressive. It's like they're all just shoving shit places and they're talking to you like, I like your pedicure. And they're just like jamming. I'm like, whoa, lady.
So you think the men are going to be more gentle because like, listen, I don't have one of these.
I don't
want to rush anything. Let me be nice and gentle. Okay, I can understand.
Okay.
That.
That's
you will put that in perspective, but do you realize he's probably getting aroused every single time?
I mean, honestly, I'm just saying,
I'm putting it out there on a limb, but I kind of feel like if you're a male gynecologist and you're straight and you like...
No, you know what, though? I've talked to male gynecologists before, like friends of mine, and they're like, you know what, like one or two in the past, they're like, dude, I see like 30 of them a day. Big, small, white, black, large, blah, blah, the whole gamut. They're like, after a while, it's just an exam. Have you ever partaken in the hoo-ha?
Yeah.
You have?
Absolutely,
before
yes. Yeah.
Things? Before, yeah. Okay.
I mean, well,
I'm just asking because I've known gay men before.
No, that's called a gold star gay.
I'm not a gold star gay.
Okay. I've definitely been with women before.
So platinum is if you were a C-section and you've never had sex with a woman.
Right.
Platinum gay.
That's like if you had a C-section. I'm a C-section baby.
Oh.
So if you had a C-section, you've never even touched a pussy.
I've never heard this. Let me write this down.
You're like a platinum gay.
Holy sweet Jesus. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yes. But a gold star gay is when, like, you just have never had...
Been with a woman. So are you paper? Are you platinum?
No, I'm kind of bisexual.
Adamantium?
I feel like... I just had sex with a girl, like, a year ago.
That's another sound effect. Really?
Yeah.
But you're getting married to a guy.
That one I did not know.
And he's buff. She
came into my restaurant a couple of weeks ago, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, Mike, what's up? She's like,
you're like, I'm engaged to
She was like, so
is he
you're
bi
engaged?
Too?
He has a daughter that's 13, so he's been with women. Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Sexual fluid.
Right. Well, we're with each other.
I vomit every time I say that.
But.
Oh, no.
Sexually fluid.
Give me a break. Come on. Sorry, I'm from the 70s. It's like, just shut up. I'm sexually... No, you're bisexual.
Right. But
there's only men and women.
I feel like people discount bisexuality. They act like it's like not like a real
thing.
But
I'm not trying to discount that. I'm just saying you're either with a girl or the guy. I mean, is there a middle? Is there a...
There are some people that are actually kind of in the middle. They'll fuck around with guys and they'll fuck around with girls.
That's okay.
That's just kind of a thing.
These millennials have a definitely a wider gamut than...
Yeah, it definitely is really big in the millennials.
Because like there's they're non-binaries.
Oh please, I keep on hearing that,
There's pansexuals.
What is? Can you please explain that? Because I tried looking it up and the internet laughed at me.
So we're gonna have I think a pansexual is, and then we're gonna have our fact checker Rima tell me if I'm right or wrong. But in my understanding of a pansexual is that they are heterosexual, bisexual, homosexual, and they also have sex with transgendered people.
So everybody. There we go. At the same time, we were like, we just got schooled.
So it's
literally a smorgasbord. It's everything.
Yeah. It's like they'll have sex with
a trans woman.
Yeah.
So it's male becoming female, female becoming male, post-op, pre-op. Gay, straight, Jewish, Catholic, Mormon.
Everything. They just believe in attraction.
That's a lot of memorization.
Right. And I'm gay because I'm marrying a guy.
All right, so we got the fact checker Rima coming in on this.
Well, that's an interesting comment. I'm gay because I'm marrying a guy, but you also
have had sex
with women. And your husband-to-be has a daughter, so obviously he
he's had sex
did something
with
a lady.
Yes.
So we have the fabulous radio Rima coming in
next
here.
To me, everybody.
Thank you very much.
She's sitting next to me right now.
I like the white.
Should I not have crossed over?
Pink penis with green veins is fine with me.
With a 401k.
I don't care about the money, baby.
Oh, my.
How about that?
I just got schooled.
I just need to get invited.
Anyway,
to the
I'm
wedding.
Sorry. Listen,
go on.
Come on the show. I'm getting engaged now, right?
Everybody but me. Shout out to me. Somebody marry me.
Shout out to Big Talk Brewskis. And everybody's watching. Pansexual is actually what you said. Is someone that's interested in everybody. Have no limit in any person that they're going to be with. And that's what pansexual is. So you were right. So your definition is right. So it could be whatever sex. It's not limited to their gender, their sex, your okay. sex. But there's so many that's new sexualities out here.
Yeah. Right.
You understand me? You have heterosexual, bisexual, homosexual. Then it goes to asexual, pansexual. And then it's like about maybe two more. I just like to cuddle. I just want to hold.
Can you two just hug right now?
And you don't see that, but she leered to the left of me.
Yeah, there. You guys just cuddle
oh
right
my
now.
God,
oh, there
that's
you go.
Beautiful. All
right, I'm out. Deuces.
There you go.
And by the way, she's wearing green plastic frames with no lenses.
I should wear them.
So okay, I just got schooled. So that's interesting. I learned something, and I respect
that. I hooked
up
with a pansexual.
I mean, how do we all?
I must be the lamest person here. Just women.
And I'm just now realizing just he was women. A pansexual based on that definition.
I feel he like was everybody's a, hooked up with a pansexual.
Well, he no. Oh. Well, here's what made it weird.
No.
They're like,
no, because there could be a woman that I might have hooked up with that's
pansexual. A
pansexual.
He was a super straight guy.
Interesting.
Like I didn't really like we like kind of like were flirting, and then all of a sudden like he called me. It was like, okay, I want to come hang out. 6'5", black, with like dreads, like. No, like 6'6", tall, really, and but he wanted to watch transsexual porn, and he told me how he got off on like watching transsexual porn, and he thought about like, you know, giving like transsexuals head. Then he gave me head, but while we were watching transsexual porn.
But did he? I guess was he a straight dude?
Yes, he hooked up with. Women and he hooked up with men and he liked to hook up with transsexuals.
Okay, then
he
might be a pansexual. Okay, yeah.
Because he liked to do all of those. I wasn't like.
So he's free. Like he's like, it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah, it didn't matter. He just wanted to.
Okay, but isn't that also a little bit of a taboo in the black community? Black gay men.
Oh,
like is that like that's like that machismo, if you will? Like, oh no, black men are supposed to be straight, and we're dudes, and we're guys, and
oh, absolutely that and Latin community too.
Yeah, that's a very even 2017.
But
it's
like
a
Latins
huge taboo.
Latins are a little bit more open though, because I feel like every Dominican I've ever met has been bi. Because like to them, because
they're fancy dressers.
No, because to in like let's just say like Dominican culture. If you're the pitcher, not the catcher, you're still straight.
Oh yep. God. Or you can get head and it's like not, it's like all the free zone.
Yeah. So it's like only the bottom is gay in the you know, the Dominican culture. But if like you're the top, they don't consider that gay.
That's not just Dominican culture. That's like Latin culture in general.
Yeah, that's like most Latin culture. Yeah.
So is
like
that if
you're
you
the
do
top, you're
anal, you're
still
really still a virgin?
If you'd what?
If you did anal,
I mean,
you're
that's
just you're
a Catholic
virgin.
Thing.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything.
No, like a lot of Catholics and a lot of Christian culture, they feel like if you have anal sex, you haven't had premarital sex because they don't view anal sex as being
it's the
sex.
The hymen and everything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, because that's like why a lot of church kids like all have anal. Like, they all have anal first. I mean, I've never, like, I don't have a prostate. Like, I'm not down with this. Like,
I have
know,
learned more here than I have in the past 10 years doing comedy.
I mean, if we're trying to
Welcome
nut
to
up
Big
in this
Talks
bitch.
This is some education, my friends. This is, we're educating.
Yeah.
Everybody right now.
Yeah. We tell it like a TI isn't.
And
speech.
We haven't even touched on the topics.
No.
We right.
Haven't. No,
that's fine.
Hey, right.
I got two sound effects from the lady over there. So my night's done. I'm good
and,
to go.
You
got three. And I
got
a hug.
A big hug.
And right. Oh, that was. That's a hug that's going to stay with me for. For
I think you I ended bet. Up in a spank bank.
Okay.
Oh my.
Oh my. He's turning pink.
Even more so.
And more hey places yo, than more.
He's even bigger.
Right.
Oh, stop. I'm getting all flustered again. Are you going to talk about backlinks and bounce rates?
Oh God,
and
yes.
Yeah. You want to do agile? You want to do stand-up burn sessions
everything.
With your backlog? Now I'm getting very, very nerdy. Scrum right. Master? Are you a Scrum Master? Hyperlinks, hyperlinks yeah. Everything blue underline? Head. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are they verbally fucking right now?
I think so.
I think like, I just like, update. I just uploaded to her server.
You guys computer need to go to the bathroom with, right. with me and Rodney and finish the show.
Nice.
All right, so the next question yes. is, hey, Rodney, what'd you think about the Comey testimony?
caller, you're on the air.
Fill that at me. I don't know. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
No.
Really?
Okay, yeah. So Andrew.
I thought not only watching, I really don't know, I think watching the judicial system work in this country was brilliant, and I watched it on my phone while I was at work, and I thought it was amazing. I think the guy was seasoned professional. He was, I believe in what he was saying, he was a trial lawyer. This guy is the head of the FBI. Some people think he didn't get enough information. He was.
He also used to be the assistant AG.
Yeah, if I was strong enough. This is the head of the FBI. I think he was tactful. I think he was mindful. He has no ego in this. And he even said, yeah, you want to release all the tapes? Go ahead. And I think Trump was bluffing. This is not Nixon. I think he's bluffing. The man doesn't know how to work a watch, let alone a recording device. So I don't think there was any recording. I think he was bluffing with Comey.
And you're blushing. Go
I'm
on.
I'm blushing right now. Oh, she's sitting a little too far away from me, but it's the vapors. I think he was tactful. He has no ego in this whatsoever. And he's like, yeah, I did nothing wrong. You want to release tapes? You want to release notes? This is the reason he took notes, only with him. Not Obama, not Clinton, not anyone else that he talked to. Only him, because he's thinking, this guy's lying to me. He's having me say, I hope I can have loyalty. That's the thing about the head FBI. He's agnostic to whoever is sitting in that chair, be it woman, be it man, be it pansexual, doesn't matter. He is loyalty agnostic.
I think Comey gets down with the pansexuals.
Goddamn right he does. So does Pence. Anyway, Pence is a closeted everything. Yeah, Pence is a closeted everything. I don't even know what Pence is. It's like multi-pansexual, whatever the hell that is. But I think Comey was brilliant.
He's like, spank me again, mother.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. He probably has a tattoo of his mom on his ass anyway. I thought Comey, I think it was brilliant. And I did think some of the people that were asking questions. First of all, McCain, I don't understand.
I think he had a stroke.
I think McCain, I like McCain. I would have voted for him if it wasn't for Palin.
I do not appreciate McCain.
Where was he going with these questions?
Stroke.
Yeah. Was he, you think he was in an active stroke while he was talking?
I think he was having a stroke or he didn't take his meds. Because
he didn't seem like he knew where he was. Like,
really?
Maybe he didn't have enough sugar. Maybe he's hypoglycemic. I thought that he was either having a medical episode or a mental episode because he's literally like, President Comey, why didn't you ask President Clinton?
He's like, wait a second.
Why
a second.
President Clinton was colluding with the Russians during the campaign?
And he's like, well, wait a second. I find it interesting. You have to talk to me about this. Why you dismissed Senator Clinton's case with the emails or whatever, but you're so quick not to dismiss this with President Trump. And Comey was like,
because one is guilty and one is not.
He's like, well, wait a second. He was even confused. Comey, he's like, you need to help me. I don't have a problem with McCain asking about Clinton or asking about whatever, but he was fumbling his words and he wasn't asking the right thing. He's like, why are you bringing up Hillary Clinton in the emails when this has absolutely nothing to do? Now, if there was rumors going around that Hillary was also in collusion with Russia, okay, that's fine. But Comey was like, what are you talking about? It was very weird. Some of the questions, there was one person that posted online on my Facebook feed why there was one senator, there was the black female senator, I forgot her name, but she asked five questions in a row that all of them Comey said, I can't answer that in open forum because it was top secret.
Yeah.
But it was done, I believe, deliberately. She was
leading.
Him
to say
yes.
that
yes.
because it gives doubt in people's minds.
She wasn't being stupid. She wasn't being
– Well, she explained the whole thing that she also was an assistant AG and she also was a prosecutor.
She knows what she's doing.
And so like
definitely.
She was leading him down the rabbit
hole. She's a smart person.
Doubt.
Yeah. She asked five questions in a row and Comey said every time, again, I'm going to have to say I can't because they were asking to release – top secret or secret information. And then after that, after the public hearing, they went into closed door hearing where everyone has whatever code clearance. If you ever watch West Wing, that's all I know about the government. But she was leading him. You know, it's like a parent going, were you in this room when the lamp broke? They know the kid did it, you know?
I can't answer that question.
I can answer that question. You know, I'm going to plead the fifth. But I think it was amazing to watch the process. And he wasn't really from the Republicans or the alt-rights or whatever, he wasn't really hammered that much, Mercef. Do you agree that he wasn't really going, you're a liar, what are you doing? You know, I think you're, you know, whatever.
Okay. So I will say that yes, I don't necessarily believe that they were giving him a hard time. However,
like softball questions.
I also don't believe that Comey was in the game. And I feel like he himself was giving softball answers. And I felt like a lot of people weren't asking pertinent questions, pointed questions that needed to be asked. Like, for instance, when he said that Trump did not ask him to stop the Russian investigation. Now, if Trump asked you to stop the Flynn investigation, isn't the Flynn investigation a part of the Russian investigation? Therefore, is he not asking you to stop the Russian investigation?
It's all indirect conjecture where he said, I hope you'll see clear to stop the investigation.
Now, if Comey interpreted, I hope that you will let Flynn go, Flynn being a part of the Russian investigation, then are you not... ipso facto saying, I hope you let this Russian investigation go. So I felt like that was a question that was never asked. Another thing that I felt was never asked was that has Trump or the administration contacted you since you've been fired? Which I think is very clear and direct, but no one asked him that question.
I think Trump would be, I think he would be dumb enough to do that on his cell phone in an open line. I think, I think he would do that.
But you mean to tell me not one senator on the Intel committee
didn't say, hey, wink, wink.
Did this ever happen?
Maybe they did that in a closed session.
It should have been open and let him say that I can't say this in an open session.
And that's the reason that one ex-AG, the woman, asked them these questions to say, hey, he can't answer this, so obviously there's some information there. There's something there.
Now, my other thing was that someone asked him why he gave his memos to a friend.
Yeah, I was really – that's – isn't that illegal?
Well, here's the thing, right? He said he was in hiding. Everyone missed that part.
Comey said that.
Comey said, I would have done it myself – for various reasons.
I remember that. Well, people were probably after him in the news and the paparazzi and whoever else.
One of those reasons is that I was in hiding, so I gave the memo to my friend. Now, this is where you throw in, you said you were in hiding. Has anyone threatened you? Yes or no?
Yeah, they did glom over that, didn't they?
Has anyone of the Trump administration or Trump himself
threatened you?
Threatened you.
Yeah. Just to give you context, he was saying he gave certain notes, which I don't understand how he did this, to a law professor friend of his.
Right.
Okay. Well, he was already a civilian, so he was already fired from being the FBI, the head of the chief, the head of FBI. But I would think, like, if any of us are fired or removed from our position from work, they will walk you out. You're not allowed your laptop. They're not allowed anything. So I'm thinking, wait a second, you took notes from the presidency and you gave it to somebody else? That rang a little weird with me. But he was in hiding because it's a good question, Marissa. Maybe it's like just someone threatening you. Did Putin do anything? Did Russian hackers get to you? I mean, I know it sounds silly and, you know,
but you
saying
have
Russian
to ask
hackers.
The question.
Yeah, of course.
You have to ask the question.
But maybe it wasn't asked specifically. It wasn't purposely never asked.
I mean,
were you threatened?
They might have asked in a closed session, but I feel like we, the public, need to know that this man has been threatened, thus forth why he's in hiding and why he's
I think we can assume he's been threatened multiple times.
But he needs to say that.
True.
He needs to say that.
But as a law enforcement, as an FBI chief, he's like, that's where I said he has no ego. It's like, this has nothing to do with me. Now, when his family's threatened, He's like, no, this has nothing to do. You want to threaten me? Go right ahead, but I will get the information out. Most likely, this guy would die to get a hard drive, a thumb drive to the authorities, but don't touch my family. Let's also understand, this guy's, what, ex-military? He's a lawyer? He's the FBI chief? I'm sure he has connections.
Mm.
I'm sure this guy. You don't become the head of the FBI and not have connections.
Major connections.
Yeah. And I'm not. And I'm talking like.
But
like
I
fucked up.
I feel like,
yeah, no, you know some. You know some shit.
When you hear the story of how, you know, the during the Bush administration, they were trying to pass something that he didn't agree with. The AG at the time was having surgery. He was in the hospital. He's the assistant AG. He says, no, this isn't legal. You can't do this. And so he runs to the hospital and he gives this whole pointed, very like Tom Clancy kind of stylesque recount of this story. And he's racing down D.C. and he's going to the hospital. And he runs up the stairs and he flings open the door of the hospital room. And he says, listen, you're in no shape to be the AG. They're about to ask you to do something that's illegal. Don't do it. And then Bush's people come into the room, they storm in, and they've got paperwork, and they say, here, sign here. And he's like, I'm not the AG, Comey is. And Comey's looking at them like, this is illegal. When you have somebody that can give that kind of emotional storytelling that's riveting, and you're on the
edge of
your seat.
You just told a great story.
Wow.
I'm riveted.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a little turned on,
like,
to be honest with you.
Hey, I'm not fighting Remo. You guys.
No, I'm just saying. As conversations go, right. That was Tom Clancy-esque.
But, like, when he can deliver that.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm watching this. Well, you know, that's up to Mueller. No.
Yeah, but he has to say that because now Mueller is the head of the FBI. He can't talk out of turn. He also can't say anything that would go against what Mueller might say.
But he's a regular human being now. He doesn't have
to
do
still,
shit.
But you saw his opening remarks, apologizing to the FBI. I'm sorry I didn't get to say goodbye to anyone. He loves the agency, and he's not going to say anything. Me with my massive FBI background, of course. But
right.
You can tell in his eyes that he was sincere, and he was probably near tears. That he's like, I am sorry I didn't get to say goodbye to you. I'm sorry that this happened to you. And the lie saying, oh, the FBI is in disarray. Because we all remember that. Maybe
right,
not you, because
you're
not watching TV. But he's like, oh, FBI is in disarray and this and that. He's like, no, those were lies. The FBI is not in disarray. So he is not going to say anything to hurt Mueller or anybody surrounding it. He doesn't want to say anything where Mueller has to deny it or agree with him. He's losing it very loose.
Do you trust Mueller?
That's a good question.
I will say I do not.
I have to trust the people. Now, this might sound very naive, and I apologize about that.
I think that's adorable.
please, everybody, please. I have to believe that there's some trustworthiness, the fact that he got to that level, but then on the other hand, you don't get to that level without doing some nasty shit.
Right.
Because I talk to, like, I've met, like, senior executives in some companies, and some of them can be assholes. They're like, listen, this is how I got to make $4 million a year. This is how I got to be chairman, CEO, or whatever, you know. That's the way it is. I don't know. I don't know enough about him as much as I do with Comey, but we'll see how the next few months. But also to see what he says about Comey and how much he backtracks. And
he hasn't said anything so far.
But to see, and I would be interested to see if the same thing happened with Comey is going to happen to Mueller now with Trump. If Trump says, do I have your loyalty? Because after a while, even the right can't support if Trump fires another FBI, another.
They'll support him till they dive off the cliff.
Well, they're lemmings, and they are diving off the cliff. Because I'm sorry, one,
they're
okay,
trying to
he
pull a Jonestown.
Up.
That's what they're doing.
Two, okay, but if he starts firing them, because you know in Trumpville, in the 40, 50 years he's been running Trump Castle, he's like, oh, I don't like that secretary, fire her, fire him. Oh, you said no to me? Fire. You didn't say yes to me? This is the way he runs a company, and he's running the White House, like his shitty, shitty companies.
Right.
You know, and his children, and that's a whole nother conversation.
They're going to dive off the cliff.
They are.
Will dive off the cliff. This is a Jonestown.
And they don't
they're
even believe him.
Punch, because they're so...
They're blinded.
They are,
I don't even think they're blinded. I think that it's their ego that they can't admit that they're wrong. It's like
they back the wrong horse.
Yeah, it's like everybody's been saying, no, man, you fucked up. Do you see what you just did? No, he's good, he's good. And then all of a sudden they open their eyes for a split second and they said, oh, this is fucked up. Well, dear. No, they can't be right. No,
look at Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan was like, oh, he's new to the White House. He didn't know how it was supposed to be, how it was supposed to go down. It's like, I'm sorry, Obama was new to the White House.
And right.
Sooner or later, FDR was new to the White House. Hello. Carter was new to the White House.
Every president was new to the White House.
Oh, and Obama got shit on for 8 years. Right. And this is the whole thing with the, and I know we're changing subjects with, and I'm not, I know it's inflammatory, but what is it? Kathy Griffin with the head, right?
Right.
Everyone was going crazy. It's like, what about all of the footage?
Shit that they did
that was last week.
Obama with, hang in there, and they're hanging a black president by a noose.
Right.
Or they're having assassinate me with an Obama man. What about the 8 years? And the excuse was, those are civilians.
Freedom of speech.
That was freedom of speech. Right. That wasn't a celebrity.
Right.
First of all,
she's still a celebrity.
I think it's amazing that you think Kathy Griffin is a celebrity.
Right.
That's super
fantastic. Whole thing is about her being
awesome.
On the D list and not being a celebrity.
And the fact that she was so he's trying to. And as a comic, I have to support comics. I have to do it. But that is by law the way you have to do it. But Kathy. She started crying. They're trying to ruin me. You held a papier-mâché decapitated head of the president of the United States. You didn't think you were going to get any backlash? I don't like the guy either. I didn't vote for him. But that's a harsh photo.
But I feel like that was protest art. And
whatever you want to call it, that's fine.
The title of the piece of the photograph was, he was bleeding out of his eyes. He was bleeding out of his whatevers. Which is in reference to what he said about Megyn Kelly when he said Megyn Kelly was bleeding out of her eyes and bleeding out of her whatever. So I feel like, yes, it was protest art, but I feel like the same people that are bitching and moaning about Kathy Griffin are not bitching and moaning that Bill Maher should be sacked for saying house nigger. So, if you can say house nigger, then why can
I cannot, by the way.
Wait.
I cannot say that, by the way.
Did he say house nigger or house nigga?
Nigger.
It was a hard E-R.
That's the
most I can say with that word.
It was a hard A.
It was a hard E-R.
Oh my God, no. No. I thought it was I'm not even going to go into this conversation. No, I did hear it. I was like, damn.
So it was a hard ER.
It was the ER.
Damn, that just changed
because
my whole perspective.
Because it would be a house nigga. No, it was a house nigger.
Ooh.
It's a difference.
It's a dumb word, and everybody put power to it, and I think you need to stop. Because it's so, right now where we at,
you don't have a microphone.
Get over here.
But the thing is, though, and he said it, do you think also people are up in arms? I mean, obviously what he said, bad. But
before we move on, we've got Radio Rima talking about Bill Maher and the house nigger reference.
I fucking love Bill Maher, first of all. Yeah. That's first of all. I fucking
agree.
Adore his freedom of speech. I adore his liberated thoughts. I adore everything. And I'm a black person. You know what I mean?
She is, by the way.
I am beautiful black. Thank you.
Black all over, I believe.
It's not all black.
Oh, my.
It's kind of pink down. Hello. Anyway, so, right. So, anyway, I didn't hear it, but I didn't care. You know, I felt like he's a comedian. I've heard plenty of comedians say nigger and their mix of their comedy stand-ups and things like that. And the process and the way he was saying it and the reference of what he was saying, he actually called himself a nigger. And he said, do you think I'm a house nigger? And whether it was an ER or a, I think we need to just, either don't say it at all or say it. It to me, it doesn't matter anymore. It's like people stopping you from saying transsexual or, I'm not a tranny. I'm what the fuck? It's like, it's one of the what the fucks.
But, like, I feel like I say it in reference to another person saying it. But, I mean, you've seen me on this show for how many years
yes,
now?
Yes. You don't say it.
You don't say it.
Do I ever say
no.
that word?
And there's a lot of people that just don't and won't. And that's fine. But I think that there's so many people saying it. You can't be like, oh, you said it. There's a bunch of white people saying nigga. And nigga as in, you my nigga. We down. You my. That's probably
my
the
nigga.
Most time we
but
said nigga on the show.
Right.
But. To me, I'm like, it's whatever now. And he said it in a reference yeah, in the midst of
there's also
his show.
People out there, like, I know comics is also, like, I'm an on the train, and I hear some of the black kids using it as, like, a but and a have and a the. Like, they're
right,
using
right.
it just, like,
as an adverb,
every other
noun.
Word. And I'm sitting there going, dude, you can talk the way you want to talk. If you're a whatever comic, dude, do your material. It doesn't matter to
right.
me. Be you. That's great. But it's the fact now what they're using as nouns and adjectives and adverbs and everything. And I'm like,
it's
wow, that's interesting.
Filler.
Yeah, it's a space filler. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But
instead of an
I feel like it's been
yeah.
like that for years.
Yes.
In the black
community.
And our community got to a certain
But here's the thing. But you know what? That's because everybody started marrying and mixing races, you know.
And
stuff like that. And you know, now he's calling me nigga in the bedroom and things like that is getting nasty. And I gotta go. Deuces, love y'all.
He's
you
called
can't
me
just
nigga
drop
in
a bomb
in the
bedroom and just leave.
Nigga in the bedroom and it's getting nasty. Nigga.
All right.
I want to point out that I have not said that word.
So now,
just so
now
everybody.
That we're talking about bedrooms, we're going to go back to, I'm switching up topics. Andrew, do you feel that prostitution should be legal?
In the United States?
Absolutely.
Is that what you were referencing when you gave me the question?
Right,
this is supposed to be impromptu. I don't know what you're talking about. Danger, danger. I think it's of the same ilk as, bear with me here, as weed. It takes decades and decades and decades. Weed is finally, or whatever the hell we're calling it these days, it's becoming legal. You go to Amsterdam. You go to the red light district. It's all free there. It's kind of hidden, but it's free. Not free. I'm sorry. It's legal.
Legal.
There.
Legal. I think you have to pay for it.
Yeah, I think you bought a not that I've ever paid
a free
for
hooker is just called a slut. I don't know.
Yeah, like, or someone at Grand Central. I like his laugh. We got to take him to our next show.
Rodney, before I got engaged.
I think there's a big. I think if you make it legal and you either unionize it and you give health insurance and you make it a job, because there's women out there, I'm sure, that are like, no, I love this. I want to do this. But then I'm sure there's
and they're really good at it.
Actually, they're really good. But I'm sure there's a lot of women out there that are like, I don't want to do this. I have to do this. It's money. I need money. I have a kid or I don't have a kid, whatever. I'm not trying to paint anybody. I'm not trying to be I'm not trying to assume anything about anybody. But I'm sure there's also people that are bought into it. Like, oh, you I brought you into the United States or Canada. I mean, the God knows the shit that goes on in Taiwan and Bangkok. They're like,
but
oh.
If it became legal, there would that
and you lose. You lose that aspect of selling and buying.
The selling and buying, yeah, like that, like trafficking kind of.
And who am I?
Not necessarily goes away, but there's like regulations for
yeah,
that. There's like
yeah, but the same with Nancy Reagan. Think about the children. Think about the children.
I don't know.
It's weed. Yeah, damn
I've
right.
Been, like, a
please.
Luxury tax.
These kids are gonna be like, oh, I can't wait to turn 18. I'm gonna buy me some pussy.
Or sell me some pussy. But like I feel like
with weed.
It's like I feel like we should have like since we have luxury tax, I feel like these things should be under a luxury tax.
Like buying a yacht,
right.
You're buying
because
a
that is a luxury.
Right.
It is like, you know.
And so like I feel
I want
like
to relax
we should
today.
Have
15 minutes,
government
I don't know what the rates are.
Run pleasure huts, if you will.
Ooh.
where you've got we could buy the .com, that's fine. And I feel like you should have your prostitution and your drugs all in the same place because that's what people do. Like you do drugs and then you go out and procure a prostitute.
Procure.
Like, you know what I mean? Procure a prostitute.
It's a great word. $5 word. That's a triple word score.
So but I feel like if you went and you had that, they were all government run. All the prostitutes had to be tested. All the drugs had to be tested. You had to have
it
doctors
stop
on board.
A lot of like you know
yep.
a lot
not
of
necessarily
craziness.
Death
same thing
and
now with
craziness.
Weed.
Yeah,
there's dispensaries
like you
slide
would,
your ID.
I lived in California for 8 years and I think it's genius that like
billions of dollars,
like millions, do you know how you're able to just
go into a store,
like, do you know how much
you would raise billions of dollars for
people
education.
Have jobs. Do you weed know owners. I knew the weed owners.
He wants to say so much he can't even get any of it out.
Health insurance on prostitutes and drugs for every
tax
American.
Them. Tax it. It's a $50 little...
Like, you know...
You pay $54.
You know, and then just be like, oh, okay, well, if since it's legal, if you are caught outside of going through the legal realms, then instead of jailing them... You charge them exorbitant fines.
Ooh, then it's black market prostitution because it's prostitution's now legal.
Right.
Now you're going
so
to prostitutes
going
that
to
will
street,
do everything.
If you're going to a then you go and do.
What
like
I was
going to
say.
Fines.
So I've heard. I don't know these things.
Whatever you know, I don't know the going street rate of what, but you go have a consortium of prostitutes and madams that know the going street rate of what. You make a nationwide rate of. A menu of this is this and that is that, and you charge like a 30-40% tax on it.
And you have an iPhone and Android app, and you're
and
you can
compare
like, rates.
Oh, I want to rush
through trombone.
There's
gonna be like whorehouses like next like Walgreens, like
you go to Virginia.
Of course,
Virginia is
of
lower.
Of course, you'll have the
Rusty
Lyft and the
trombone.
Uber of
Rusty
cat
trombone right next to Walgreens.
Exactly. You'll have a rusty trombone and a rusty clarinet, and you know you figure out which one is gonna be cheaper. We're gonna have to wrap this up, but before we go, Andrew,
yes.
Where can everyone see you next? Where can they buy your book? Where can they see
festival? I've got some good stuff. I have the free stand-up festival happening September 17th to the 23rd. So that's freestandupfestival.com. It's right now is the sign up to get updates and everything. The full site's going to go live in a week or a couple of weeks. And this is 20 shows throughout the week, all free. 20 shows free. I also, and I know Danette was talking about it, I also run a free comedy show at the Men's Homeless Shelter down the Lower East Side. So it's either the next Friday is going to be at Kenton Hall's Men's Homeless Shelter, and it's also a clothing drive. So it's me, and we got Angela Zano on there. We got Liz Larkin on there. Dave Lester is on the show. So this is for Men's Homeless Shelter, a free comedy show for these guys. And if I can plug one more thing, I have a dating book that I published about a couple years ago called Check Please. And it's just checkpleasebook.com. It's 18 of my dating stories for like 3 or 4 years. Plus, there's little tidbits around dating around the entire country and comedy people also put in quotes.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And thank you.
And where can they follow you on Facebook, Twitter?
You can find
Instagram.
Me at I'm andrewstandingup.com. And you can find all my social media there.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Rodney, when's your next show?
I'm going to be at the Grizzly Fair this Sunday doing a Sunday Fun Day show, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm also going to be headlining at the Broadway Comedy Club on the 28th. So come check it out. Rodney Daniels headlining. Look me up on Facebook, Instagram, Rodney Daniels, or my website, RodneyDaniels.com.
And tomorrow night, I'm going to be at QED, a place to show and tell in Astoria, in the 7:30 show. It's called The Revolution. And on the 16th, I'm going to be at Fashionably Funny at Broadway Comedy Club. Catch us every Friday night from 6 to 8 right here on FLO Empire Radio for Big Talkin' Brewskies. I'm Marissa Smith, Rodney Daniels, Andrew Bayoff.
Hey-o.
Have a great weekend, and remember, nobody believes Trump.
Have a good night, everyone.
Class, I want a chick with ass. Skip swag, she want a man with cash. I got both, the multiple choice, got a moist. Headed straight to the Gansevoort in the Rolls Royce.